Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Sown, but only prodigals return. And angels rejoice when one sinner repents. I'm praying the prodigals return. Lord, bring the prodigals home.
Throne of mercy, find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my Savior, us thou art calling. Do not pass me by.
It's not conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or the judgment of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message. And whether we believe,
it's still the cross,
it's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still
the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost. It's still some may water down theology and preach a word to suit our needs. Some may justify sweet subtle lies that are wrapped in noble deeds. Some may alter their convictions to adapt to social wills, but they cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within. It's still the
still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still
the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost.
It's still the cross,
though some may say it's man's religion or ancient history.
Songs of Praise endeavors to draw your heart, mind, and soul to a close relationship with your Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross for the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. For
If you're enjoying this music, encourage your friends to listen to this program each week.
We wait with earnest expectation. We trust firmly in your word. The sun pointing to your coming, fulfilled just as you have said. It won't be long till we see your face and bow in awe of your saving grace. Behold, save us.
know that things will get rough, and we must learn to trust. Deception is all around us. Keep your eyes firmly on Jesus.
Though the darkness may seem to win, there is victory for those found in Him. Behold, this is our God.
Easy to join those melodies. how sweetly they remind me of what I still believe. A voice that's raised in times like these may be the truest praise, 'cause I've never been forsaken, and that will never change. And if I could sing it then, I can sing it now, 'cause who he was is who he is beyond the shadow of a doubt. I might be standing in this darkness with trouble all around, but if I could sing it then, I can still sing it now. Great is thy faithfulness. The shadow of a doubt, I might be standing in this darkness with trouble all around, but if I could sing it then, oh, if I could sing it then, I can still sing it now. Amazing grace, how sweet.
invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
The Lord told Joshua to go to Jericho and to march 7 times around. He followed faithfully the blessed Lord's command, and the walls came tumbling down.
Yes, the walls.
Yes, the walls.
Yes, the walls. Yes, the walls came tumbling down.
Joshua.
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 Marched 7 times round.
Then the walls.
Then the walls.
Came tumbling down. If you are trusting in the power of the blood and you hope to wear a crown, go forward quickly and obey the holy word. Walls of doubt will tumble down.
Yes, the walls.
Yes, the walls.
Yes, the walls. Yes, the walls came tumbling down.
Joshua.
Joshua.
7 times round.
Then the walls.
Then the walls.
Mighty walls came tumbling down. And the walls came tumbling down. The Lord is calling sinner, come to him today. Turn from this vain world's renown. If you will follow him in faith like Joshua, walls of sin will tumble down.
Yes, the walls.
Yes,
came tumbling down.
Joshua.
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 Marched 7 times round.
Then the walls.
Then the walls.
Mighty walls came tumbling down. And the walls came tumbling down.
Lets you down and you feel more broken than whole. When the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul. I may not know what you're going through, may not can make that high mountain move. One thing I found that I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. Joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the Maker and Giver of life, far too busy to care about your troubles and strife? He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in his sight.
To you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer. Matters to you, it matters to the Master.
joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you. It doesn't only matter to you, if it matters to you, it matters to you.
Of grief or pain, leave to thy God to order and provide in every change. Soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing change. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below.
Be still,
my soul.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share.
What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh, what singing,
singing,
oh, what shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory,
glory,
hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. When with all that heavenly host we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing,
singing,
oh, what shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory,
glory,
hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. What a way of singing,
singing,
what a way of shouting, shouting on that happy morning when we all shall gladly rise. Oh, what glory,
glory,
hallelujah, glory, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies.
Well, it was many years ago in the time of the Bible when they took him up to Calvary. They could have let him go, but instead they chose Barabbas just to set another criminal free. And when they crucified the ever-loving, caring master with compassion flowing from his eyes, he said to the thief who was begging him for mercy that today you'll live in paradise.
I'm saved,
I'm saved,
I'm saved,
like the criminal on the cross. Praise God, I'm saved, no more to suffer loss. Well, he said I would live in paradise, and he's taking care of the cost.
Hallelujah, I'm saved,
I'm saved, I'm saved, like the criminal on the cross. Well, on the judgment day, when all the people gather round him, when they wait to hear what he will declare,
there will never ever be a more intense anticipation that has ever happened anywhere. And when they call my name to defend my reputation, there is only one thing I can say.
I'm a wretch, I'm a worm, I'm a no good sinner, but he said I'll save you anyway.
And I'm saved,
I'm saved,
I'm saved,
like the criminal on the cross. Praise God, I'm saved, no more to suffer loss. Well, he said I would live in paradise, and he's taking care of the cost.
And I'm saved,
I'm saved,
I'm saved,
like the criminal on the cross. Praise God, I'm saved, no more to suffer loss. Well, he said I would live in paradise, and he's taking care of the cost.
Hallelujah, I'm saved,
I'm saved,
I'm saved,
like the criminal on the cross.
And I'm saved,
I'm saved,
I'm saved,
like the criminal on the cross, like the criminal on the cross.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Angel Breaks. Luke 4 and verse 10 says, "For it is written, He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you." Kathy and I were up in the mountains of Colorado with our truck and RV. As always, we started our day with prayer. Prayer is an essential thing in our home. Later that day, we were coming off an 11,000-foot peak heading down the mountain. All of a sudden, the master cylinder that controls the trailer brakes went out. Now, I didn't have any brakes on my huge trailer behind my small 3/4-ton truck. We just put brand new brakes on the truck. So when I hit the brakes, we did slow down, just barely enough to make it around the first switchback corner. There was one switchback after another coming down that 11,000-foot peak, and the trailer made it around every one. Finally, we rolled into a little town at the bottom of the mountain with the trailer still pushing us. I was able to slow down enough to pull over onto some gravel and stop. I got out and looked at the truck brakes. They were on fire. They smoked and smoked and smoked. Finally, the smoke went away, but the truck wouldn't let me move for an hour until the brakes cooled off some more. Now, here we were in this small town in the middle of Colorado, and we had to fix the trailer brakes. We went into a place that sold trailers. The mechanic said, "Oh, you need a brake controller." He looked in his shop and told us, "You know, you're in luck." I looked at him in amazement. "You can't find these brake controllers anywhere except in a specialty shop. And a mechanic in this little tiny town had one." Needless to say, he installed it and we were able to continue on our trip. Kathy and I had plenty to be thankful for in our prayers that night. The Lord had held back our trailer so it didn't slide off the switchbacks, and He allowed our master cylinder to fail at the very spot where we could get a new one. When we got back home to Texas, I had the truck brakes checked. They were worn out and had to be replaced. After that incident, we bought a heavy-duty one-ton pickup to pull our RV. We weren't about to test our angels anymore. A reflection on this comes from The Great Controversy, page 512. A guardian angel is appointed to every follower of Christ. These heavenly watchers shield the righteous from the power of the wicked one. This Satan himself recognized when he said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side?" Job 1, 9 and 10. The agency by which God protects his people is presented in the words of the psalmist, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." Psalm 34, 7. Said the Saviour, speaking of those that believe in him, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father." Matthew 18, 10. The angels appointed to minister to the children of God have at all times access to his presence. This story, Angel Brakes, was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, early in their career. He and his wife, Kathy, served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, I'd like to challenge this idea with my story of my prayer for a caravan site. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Dr. John Ashton. A few years ago, our children grown up, my wife and I decided to do a trip round Australia, towing a little caravan so we could have economical accommodation in caravan parks. We set off from the east coast of New South Wales and travelled down through Victoria, South Australia, across to Western Australia, and then up the west coast of Western Australia. We got to a beautiful spot called Coral Bay. And as we pulled into the caravan park, we noticed there were a lot of caravans there. And we were informed by the lady at the desk that we were very, very lucky that we got one of the last sites available. I think she said there were just two sites available. Unfortunately, we only had a little caravan because there are only very small sites that were left. I was surprised at so many people, and she reminded me that there were so many older retired people travelling around Australia in caravans, the people are called grey nomads, that most of the sites booked out. And she asked, where are you heading to? And I said, well, the next major stop we're heading up to is Broome. And she said, well, have you booked into a caravan park up there? And I said, well, no, we hadn't. We just sort of turning up. And she said, well, I don't like your chances. She said, it's very, very crowded and people book out a year ahead and at least months ahead because this was during the winter time when the weather is more pleasant and away from the rainy season. So it's very crowded. Well, we really enjoyed our stay at Coral Bay and we drove on and visited some other sites and eventually arrived at Broome. And as we drove into Broome, we saw this great long line of parked caravans near the information centre. So we found a spot and we parked and we walked in and it was crowded. There were a lot of people there. And I overheard, they had a number of receptionists, I overheard one of the receptionists saying, well, hang on, all the parks are full, the showground is full, we're now putting into the sports oval near the police station. And I thought, well, this is ridiculous. And I went back and spoke to my wife and I had the impression, I was impressed, why don't you go in and actually go to the caravan parks and check that they are really full? And so we prayed that God would provide us with a caravan place. Now, the top caravan park in Broome, or in my view the most desirable one, is the one at Cable Beach. It's on a very famous beach just out of Broome a little bit where they have camel rides and it's a beautiful long beach and you can watch the sunset and so forth. So I said to my wife, well, let's go to the best caravan park first and then we'll work our way down. Now, on the way there, looking at a printed map, I noticed that there was the main road into Broome and then around to Cable Beach, but there was a shortcut road across. So I decided to turn down this shortcut road. I thought, oh, this will save us some time. We'll get there a bit quicker. We're driving down this road. The bitumen ended. It became gravel. And then we noticed a big high wire fence along the side. And then we noticed a fence across the road. The road was ending and the gravel turned into this side fenced off area with a big sign up, something along the lines, council waste disposal area. And my wife jokingly turned to me and said, ah, so you're taking me to spend the night at the tip, are you? So I was very disappointed. Obviously, on the map showed a road going through, but it hadn't been built. So we turned around and we decided to stick to the main route into the main part of Broome. So we continued on, followed the directions to the caravan park, turned down the street, and whoops, there were trees growing out in front of the sign and I'd just gone a bit past the entrance. I couldn't turn in. I thought, oh, okay, I'll back up. But no, with the caravan, I couldn't. I noticed there were several vehicles behind me, so I couldn't back up. So I thought, oh, no, we'll have to go down, find a place to turn and come down around. So we did. Found a place where it was wide enough to turn around with our little caravan and come back on the opposite side of the road, only to find here was a big sign up, no parking. So I said to my wife, look, I'm just going to stand here, stay in the car with the engine running, run in and see if there's a vacancy. So my wife hopped out, ran in, it was a little while, and came out beaming. And what had happened was, as she'd gone into the office, there was just one gentleman on there in the office, and he was on the phone talking. And my wife just stood there while he finished the conversation. He put the phone down and asked my wife, how can I help you, lady? And she said, I was wondering if, she asked if there were any caravan sites available for 7 days. And the man said to her, lady, you're in luck. That was a phone call cancelling a site for 7 days. The people can't make it. They're not coming now. And so we were able to drive in, have this site, a lovely corner site, and having a little van, we fitted quite well under a shady tree, and the 7 nights accommodation in Broome when it was fully booked out. And I praise the Lord how, with the timing, he delayed me in a couple of ways. I went down a wrong path and then had to backtrack back out, and then I missed the turn and had to go down the road and find a place where I turned out. And that so synchronised us that we coordinated with the phone call of these other people that were ringing to cancel their site. I'm always amazed at how the Lord can provide and work things out for us.
I'm walking through the bush just outside Sydney in Australia. And if you look around at the kinds of vegetation that's growing here, you can see that this is a dry Mediterranean kind of environment. In fact, it's not just the gum trees that you see around here. I see I've been joined by a beautiful little bush turkey. And yet, scattered around Sydney, there are small patches of rainforest. They're like little islands of rainforest in a sea of dry bush. Where did these little patches of rainforest come from? Well, there are actually several different theories about that. One theory explaining these rainforest islands around Sydney is that in the past, this was a much wetter area, and rainforest naturally grew everywhere. Over the course of time, over the course of millions of years, the climate changed and dried out and left behind just these little patches of rainforest. That theory is kind of problematic because it's hard to imagine how little tiny patches of rainforest could survive over millions of years. There was never a bushfire that wiped everything out. There was never a drought in the course of millions of years that wiped everything out. That seems optimistic. So there are other theories that might explain this phenomenon somewhat better. One alternative theory is that the rainforests are in fact not completely isolated, and as a consequence of that, if one patch of rainforest got wiped out, perhaps it just got reseeded when the conditions were right again. Birds or other animals may have bought seeds in, perhaps the wind did it. And that's how these patches of rainforest have been perpetuated. Yet another theory would be that perhaps these little islands of rainforest are not millions of years old. Perhaps they're only hundreds or thousands of years old, and things have changed somewhat more rapidly than the theory of millions of years would suggest. And of course, more than one of these theories could be true. Maybe the rainforests are not completely isolated. Maybe they're not that old. In either case, or when put together, those theories are consistent with the biblical record of history, in which life on Earth is not millions of years old, but in fact only thousands of years old. Obviously, the theories that a person finds persuasive are going to be different depending on their worldview. I personally find the wonder of this beautiful area of the world to be so consistent with the biblical understanding of reality, in which God created in the relatively recent past, that I tend to go with theories about a recent change in climate, and possibly that these rainforest islands are not completely isolated. Either of those theories is consistent with the biblical understanding of reality and of history.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.